You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. Are you ready to blab with me? Grab a front row seat as I adventure through motherhood, build my career, and not lose my shit. This podcast is a place for women to come together and relate through the highs and lows of business and motherhood, keep it real, and learn some new business tips and tricks while inspiring each other to do the dang thing. So close your eyes and take a deep breath, mama. You found us. It might not always be pretty, but you can count on one thing. We are in this hot mess together. Welcome back to Boss Ladies and Babies. I am so excited for this episode. I thought it would be fun to do a bit of a business pulse check since we are now in the second quarter of the year and to just kind of see where we're at in our businesses and get ourselves set up to head into the rest of the quarter and the rest of the year feeling pretty good about where we're at and what we have coming up. And so today I am joined by such an inspirational motivation and relatable woman who is just dropping pure gold throughout this entire episode. She is so in line with what we believe here at Boss Ladies and Babies, and everything she said in this episode was just like very, very profound and mind-blowing. So I'm going to warn you, this might be an episode where you want to have a pen next to you so you can jot down some notes or write down some of these quotes that she shares, because it is such a great conversation. I am so excited to share this conversation today. But before we do, you know, we got to cover a couple things first. I want to jump into my highs and lows and do a little mental health check-in before we get into it. So my highs for right now, at the time of recording this episode at least, I just wrapped up a launch for the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters. I tried a completely new style of launching and opened up the doors and welcomed in a handful of new members to the community, which was so much fun. And it's just so exciting to bring new people in to the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters. So it was super successful. I had such a great time. I learned a ton, and it was really fun to just go all in on a new style of launching. If you know me, you know that selling is not like something that's super comfortable for me. I love helping people. I love sharing value. I love connecting people and helping build businesses. But when it comes to like, hey, buy my thing, that is not my strong suit. And so it's something that I've been definitely working on, finding a way where it feels comfy, where I can show people how I can help them and do it in a way where I don't feel like a sleazy, high pressure saleswoman, because that is what I don't like and what so many of us don't like as well. So tried something out, learned a lot, welcomed in some new members, and it was a very fun and exciting week. It was actually the least stressful launch that I have ever done. And so I'm actually putting together a masterclass on it for the ladies inside of the headquarters. So it was really awesome to take my experience and turn it into something that I can now give back and share some value with as well. So that was my high. My low for the week is the kids are sick again, and I am now getting sick again. I feel like I'm not catching every single cold that my daughter's bringing home now. It's like every few, so at least that's a little bit of reprieve, but they have this horrible cough. I just had them into the doctor again because last time they had a cough like this, my daughter ended up having pneumonia. This time, no pneumonia. It's a sinus infection for her. It's been like a month of just her sniffles and coughing. So that has been, you know, interesting. The baby is totally fine. He just has the cold, no infections for him. So that's great. And so, yeah, now I'm just trying to keep everybody healthy and get through, you know, being a mom, being a business owner while also being sick yourself, which is not fun, as so many of you can relate to. So the good news is the sun is shining here in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm hoping that this is a sign that the germs will start dying out and we can get back to going at least 30 days in our houses without somebody being sick. That would be nice. That sounds like a distant dream, but hopefully we'll get there. So that's my high and low for the week. Mental health check-in as of right now, today, in this moment when I'm recording this episode, I'm actually feeling at about an 8, which is pretty high for me, 8 out of 10, especially this has been challenging season that I've been in. And so to sit here at an 8 today feels pretty good. A lot of it has to do with the conversation that I just had that you all are about to listen to. A lot of it has to do with the sun shining today. And even though I'm not feeling the best physically, mentally, I'm feeling pretty dang good today. So happy to share that and hoping that it will stick around throughout the whole day. Because as many of you know, and as you'll also hear us talk about on this episode, as a mom and as a business owner, you never know what's going to come around the corner in the next hour. So things can definitely shift. But right now, I'm proud to claim that I'm sitting at about an 8. But all right, let's get into the episode because it is just so good and I'm so excited for you all to hear. Our guest for today is a 4-time number one international best-selling author, speaker, and business success strategist that is dedicated to helping you get the support you need to become the person you want to be. She is a straight shooter. There is no BS or fluff talk with her, and she loves to ask the hard questions so that you can get from where you are to where you want to be quickly. And you will hear us get into all of what that means and learn a lot about her style in this episode. So we're going to take a really short break, and then please help me welcome to the show, Tracy Watts Serino. Spring has sprung, and our homes aren't the only places that need some tidying up this time of year. This is around the time of year where the excitement of our big New Year's resolution goals are starting to wear off, and some of our ideas may have some cobwebs hanging around that could use a little dusting. Clutter might be piling up here and there, and we might be feeling like we could use a little pep in our step and a little tweak to our systems to help pull us and our businesses out of the winter rut. Don't worry, I've got you. I created a free Spring Clean Your Business Challenge that will get your business from a digital disaster to so fresh and so clean in just 6 days. Even better, each task will only take you about an hour to complete. The challenge is self-paced and runs the entire month of April, so snag your spot at the link in the show notes and get ready to do some serious spring cleaning. Sometimes all we need is a little accountability and support, and this 6-day challenge was created centered around both of those things. Joining the challenge gets you into a private Facebook group with the other members of the challenge to share your wins, ask your questions, and make some new connections. At the end of the month, all attendees are invited to a Zoom party to meet face-to-face, celebrate our successes, and a chance for you to ask me all of your business questions, not just about spring cleaning, about business in general. So what are you waiting for? It's time to make your business sparkle. Join the free 6-day Spring Clean Your Business Challenge at the link here in the show notes. This week's Boss Lady Business Spotlight is Rising Tide Wellness. Ready to connect to your body's full potential and live a vibrant, healthy life? At Rising Tide Wellness, they have classes 7 days a week, virtual and in person. Classes include core, yoga, hot yoga, gentle yoga, yin yoga, kids, and more. They also have multiple practitioners to help you one-to-one with pain reduction, injury recovery, weight loss, and strength via yoga therapy. They have one-to-one health coaching, yoga therapy, Reiki, sound bowl healings, workshops, and parties. Come try a class for free or email for more info at Rising Tide Wellness. Welcome to the podcast, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having me, Megan. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to talk with you today. You have quite the list of accolades, and I am so excited to dive into this conversation with you. I especially love how you mentioned in your bio that you're a straight shooter, and there's no BS fluff talk here, and we love to see that on this show. So I'm very excited to chat with you and pick your brain. But before we get into everything, can you please tell us more about who you are, what you do, and what makes you a boss lady?
I guess the most important thing is that, I consider myself, like, I think that's funny, like, that you asked that question about the boss lady thing. Cause I think I almost disassociate from that title, from the sense that I think as an entrepreneur, like, we have so many bosses, all the clients are our bosses. Like, yes. Like, So that's like always an interesting dynamic where it's like, yeah, actually, I have so many bosses and I appreciate that, right? So I am a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, all the things, right? I am a, I guess you could call me more of like a multifaceted entrepreneur. I'm like that person that loves to help people get their ideas to fruition. And then like then other people can manage it, support it. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, so I am all about that phase where it's almost like hard. I get that feedback from people all the time. Like, that part's the hard part. I'm like, that part's the easy part. Like, once it's like so routine and schedule, I get bored. So I've learned now to sell things off instead of trying to like force it. Like, it's better. It's better. So I would consider myself to be the type of business coach and consultant that is just gonna tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it. So I'm like that person that offers like that support and creates space for that dream vision, but then has the tangible tools, resources, skills to help you achieve it. I know I was listening to one of the episodes, I think it was multiple episodes of the podcast where you talk about the mindfulness, and it's like I often get told I am woo-woo but very tactical, which is like kind of like opposite. So
Yeah. Oh,
I
I
can
like
relate to
that.
that. Yeah.
Woo,
So I'm
but
like, yeah.
tactical.
Well, because I really like, I try to be mindful and intentional every day of life, like as a mom, as you know, as a neighbor. I just really try to bring that mindfulness and be present and intention, you know. I definitely do not do this perfect. I
Who
mess up,
does?
but like, right? But like the intention is there. So, yeah. So I think it's a lot about bringing that to the party of your business, right? Whether you're in some very stuffy corporate type of job or fun artistic service type of position, I think you still have to put your own self in the party. Like, that's what makes it your business.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I'm like, okay, wait, I don't want to get into it just yet, but I'm like, yes, yeah, so many things that you already said. I'm like, I love that. I love that. Before we dive in a little bit more, we do have our mental health segment on the show that I always like to kind of kick things off with. So let's talk about mental health. I love to invite my guests to share how they're feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. So Tracy, how is your mental health today?
So I have to just be honest because I just don't know how to be any other way. I would have to say I'm at an 8 today, though I would love to tell you I was a 10 today. And I think it's also really important as somebody that is more of a mindset coach when it comes to my approach to business. It's raining here and I had a few things that just went tech. So I'm like trying to find, you know, the positive attitude in it. But there were moments this morning that things kind of sucked, and you just kind of. So I would say I'm at an 8 now. And that's just, you know, the reality. Like sometimes you just have to say, okay, so how can I be better here? And that's where I am today.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that it's important to say, like, you know what? There's things that are going crappy today, and I'm just gonna embrace it. I feel like an 8 is pretty good considering, too. And actually, I don't think we've ever had anybody be at a 10. I feel like an 8 is kind of like the average where people are at on the show. And oftentimes people will say, well, my day started as like a 5, and now I'm at an 8, and later I might go back to a 2. And so I think.
Right, like it's like it's in a constant state of, you know, of recalibration all day. I think
Yeah, and
that's
I
the
think
life of an entrepreneur.
it's exactly. And as a mom, right? It's like you
Oh,
never really know what's going to be around that next corner of the day.
what? That's so true. So
My
true.
goodness.
I
Well,
love
thank
it.
you for sharing. Thank you so much. So I thought it'd be fun to do like a bit of a pulse check on our businesses as we head into quarter two. So let's start with your style of how you do things. So I love how you said like the tactical woo and you know how you're that person who kind of tells you how it is. And you know, everybody wants and needs that friend in their life who's going to be honest, even if we don't really like to hear it. And so you say you ask like the hard questions and you like to help someone get to where they want to be quickly. So can you give me some examples of what
these hard questions might be to help get people to where they want to be?
So it's been my experience that oftentimes, and I say this with all love and respect and no judgment, because I to myself have done this and probably would do it again. Like, it's just one of those things. It's never a set it and forget it. But it has been my experience that we will often lie to ourselves. Like, we can clearly see that it's not working, but it's just like, but it has to work this way. Or it, like, we just start shoving the wrong size peg into the different shaped hole. And it's like a hold to do. So I will repeat things back to you. So if you, I'm just going to say an example. Yeah. So say you're like, I really have done everything to hit this revenue goal. I've literally done everything I said I would do. And I would ask you, Megan, is that true? Have you really done everything? And normally someone will be like, it's just like right there. Like, yeah, we might think we did a lot of things, but maybe we tried one thing and we kept, you know, it was not the right thing. And we did it over and over. So it feels like we did all the things, but had we put three more ingredients in the right order, oh, exponentially, we would have achieved so much more success. So it's just one of those things. The most important thing is to have a group of women, coaches, consultants, all the things around you that can help call attention to the stuff. Like, we put blinders on. It's not intentional. Like, we're not intentionally saying, I want to lie to myself about my business today. Right. It just is the what makes it great when you have a consultant or a coach or a community that can pull this information and just hold a mirror up. And the thing is oftentimes people get angry, you know, not at me, but it'll feel like that for a minute. And then they're like, oh, thank you so much for coming. Cause I will always say, it's like, I care more about your success, growth, and development than I care if you like me.
I love that.
And it took me a long time to get there. Right. Yeah. Cause I grew up like people pleaser, whatever. So the journey has been a lot of my own personal growth and development, but it has made me so much better at my job of reading a room when I'm doing a speaking event, or I have like a group coaching program going, like knowing that, you know, sometimes people are going to not like me in this moment, but it's for the greater good of their growth and development. I'm worth sacrificing.
Right. You're not really there for them to like you. You're there to help them. I mean, talk about mindset work for yourself, because we all, especially like, with the way that things are right now and everybody's presence on social media, like, we all just want to be liked. And, you know, so it's got to be really hard to break through that barrier of like, I'm going to help you and I don't care if you like me. And if you don't want to work with me, then I'm not the person to help you.
Right. Because the thing is we don't need any more people around us that are yes people, because that's not real nice.
Right.
That's like fake. That's like that fake nice. And that nobody needs any more of that. Like, don't judge me, but tell me the truth, right? Like, so I'm never passing judgment. It is, hey, you said you wanted this. Has this changed? No, I still want that. You know, it's just a series of questions of walking people through. I'll use myself as an example. Like, I wanna lose 20 pounds, but I'm still eating cookies. Okay, hello. Like, maybe I'm not as committed. I'm not at a level 10 to that commitment, right? So I have to be honest about that. But if I'm going to sit around and eat cookies, like, I can't expect with all the working out in the world that I'm actually going to lose 20 pounds quickly.
Right. Yeah. I think that when, you know, as a business owner, when you truly are feeling like you're doing everything, you're committing everything, like within your box of yourself, it's really hard to see like the greater possibilities that are out there. And I could imagine that, you know, it could be easy to get a little defensive if somebody is presenting you with like, hey, look at this other perspective that's outside of your little box that you're in, where in your box, you really are doing everything you feel like you could possibly do. But I'm here to break that box open for you and show you like there's more out there. And even when you just said to me, like, I know it was just an example for the show, but when you're like, Megan, have you really done everything? And that hit me like, oh, have I? Shoot. Like,
well, and because that's the thing, right? Like, we, if we really are being honest and want to go to the next level, and let's face it, that's a season, right? We're not going to always be in the season of going to the next level, right? At certain times of life, in business, marriage, birth, all of the things, you know, we're in different seasons. So it is really bringing us to that purposeful intention of acknowledging what season you're in. And if it's not the season of getting to the next level and going all in, then maybe what you're doing is enough. Then give yourself grace and act with more love and kindness during this season, because maybe a big ramp up is for next season.
Oh, yes. I love that. Yeah. The doing all of the things possible don't necessarily need to be needle moving tasks for your business. They're all of the things for your mind and your well-being and your business all put together.
Yes. And that's why it is so funny, because I think people mostly hire me or work with me because of my, I don't know, clarity around business making sense, right? However, it's so much more. Like, it's the whole person. You bring your whole self to the party, right? You're not, I always will tell the story of, like, you don't go to work and you're like, oh, I'm apple juice. And then you go home and you're a watermelon. Like, it's just like, you're the same. So I love what you're doing, because you're talking about the whole woman and how we are a mom. We're all these multifaceted layers. And I think it's just absolutely time for women to stand together and support each other in this, because that has been missing from the world for so long. And the thing is that you can be an amazing mom and a really amazing business owner when you have all the support, like pillars of support and systems and different strategies set up, so your life can, you know, make sure you're always in your lane. That's the thing. Like, the more that we empower people to be in their lane and work with people that specialize in one thing over another that we might not be good at, like, we can get all this stuff. It's just when we try to be alone. And I think it's because I was a workaholic, definitely. And didn't really, I don't know if I really ever was like, oh, I'm going to be a mom. I was mothering. I was always training and raising up our teams. Like, that, it came natural to me. I'm from a huge family. So, like, I think naturally I'm mothering in that way, but I didn't know if I was out. Like, my sister always was like, oh, I want to have kids. And, you know, that I was like, I don't know. And it wasn't until I fell in love with my husband and looked in his eyes and could say, I really love you so much. I want to have your baby. Like, it changed then. It was like a whole love thing that made everything change. But it was a joke. Like, I was pregnant and planning to go to work the very next week. Like, we had a class and I did. And it was horrible. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. And why I would put myself in a situation like that is because I didn't think I had a choice. I didn't have support in that way, because I didn't even know what was happening or what I was going through emotionally. And I spent a lot of time crying alone in my closet or hiding between the garage and my laundry room, because I loved my new family, right? I didn't want my husband to know. I didn't even want my little baby to see me crying. I didn't want my team to know. So I just suffered in silence. Mm-hmm. And it was through that pain of figuring out the support systems, the self-care pieces, that, you know what? It's only worth it if you build a great life.
Yeah. Oh, powerful. I'm like, that moment of feeling those things of not wanting your husband to see or your baby to see, or to, for anybody to know that you're really struggling and still trying to maintain almost like this facade as the professional that you were with this whole other piece of yourself now. Like, that is so relatable and something that I feel like so many, I would venture to say like every woman who also has a career has felt. And it's terrifying. And I think we are all so focused on being the best possible mothers that we can be, obviously, but we go about it often in a way where we feel like we have to do it alone, that we have to hide a huge part of ourselves to be professional and to be seen as successful, and to just sacrifice so much of who we are to be able to make all of these other things happen in the way that we think that they're supposed to look and supposed to be, which is just so painful and just so unrealistic. It's it blows my mind, but we've all experienced it to one extent or another. And so thank you for sharing that vulnerable story, because I feel like the pain is just so present throughout like the weaves of womanhood.
Right. And now that we're finally like given permission to speak up about it and ask for help. And I think first we had to, you know, admit it to ourselves, right? First, we had to stop lying about the fact that it doesn't make us less than or unworthy of, you know what I'm saying? Like no human could pull all of this off in a way that feels good without support and help of some kind. Like, and it's really amazing when you clarify what you want and then you just ask for the help that you need.
Absolutely. Yes. Asking for help is like number one, and it does not make you a failure. Just like a little reminder, PSA there, asking for help does not make you a failure. Oftentimes what I also see happening is, you know, once we kind of break through that initial like identity crisis, how am I going to do this? And then we kind of settle into our role as mom, and we also have our businesses still going, everything else will start to take presence above our businesses. And then our businesses can start to feel more like a hobby. It's more of an option. It's something that we're putting on the back burner because everything else becomes insanely more important. And of course, like our children's needs and well-being is obviously more important than our businesses. But I'm talking about like in the general day-to-day of things, right? Like if you're listening to the show right now, how often have you been like, I'll get back to that later. I will, you know, finish this later. Oh, I'll reschedule this meeting for business because of everything else in life that's taking over it. And it's really hard to watch. A lot of moms feel like they can't find that right flow. They can't find that balance. They can't settle into their seasons that they're in. And then they end up, you know, not being as successful in their business that they're also really passionate about because of all these other things overflowing and taking center stage. So I wanted to chat with you a little bit about profitability and how we as mom entrepreneurs can stop treating our businesses like hobbies and set ourselves up to actually achieve a greater profitability, because we work so hard and we sacrifice so much to have our businesses. We should be getting that return from it.
Yeah. So this one is huge, and everyone's not going to love what I have to say. But this, again, this is what been my experience of working with thousands and thousands of people of what this looks like. And the thing is that you have to be really clear about when you're working and when you're not. The idea that, oh yeah, you know, I'm a mom that work. Like the thing is that when they blur too much together, you're not giving present attention and love and care to your children. And when you are always working, you know, it's getting diluted and you're having to work harder because it's like you're being pulled in too many directions. No matter how much technology evolution of all the bells and whistles, our brain is not designed to do multiple things. That's why I can't be grateful and complain at the same time. Mm. I can only do one or the other.
Ooh, I like that.
So choosing to say what you're going to do. I have created my little system around this called, I call it working in day tight compartments. Mm. So that works for me. Like, so if I am building out a new program, I'm going to work on the high level concept and all of that stuff. Then I'm going to batch create the content that supports it. Like I'm going to break it up into things. Now, if it's a day that I am doing stuff with the kids, I can't be like, oh, I'm working on this and making dinner and doing stuff. Now, I can make dinner when they're off doing stuff that they don't need because they're getting a bit older now. I can make dinner and delete a bunch of old emails. Like I can multitask in that way. But when it comes to tasks that are profitable things that grow your business, I think the biggest thing is that we think sometimes the idea of our business and just setting up like that you have one is like the old movie. Like if you build it, they will come. No, right. They will not. The internet and AI and all the technology changes, it's like, these are all tools to enhance our life. Do not become a tool that lets them take over your life. Like, right. That's not it. It is, without clients that pay, it's a hobby until it switches to be. And then the other thing is that you also could have clients that are paying, but still not be profitable because maybe you're not charging enough. It costs you more to do your business. That, so you have to look at the hard facts. I have a friend, Daniel Mason Jones. I have to give him credit. He always says, people, numbers don't lie. People do. Mm-hmm. And like, the thing is that it's really true. It's a hard fact of truth right there, that when we look at it this way, because you might have to add just three more clients and then you're absolutely profitable. But if you're just spinning your wheels, you start to let self-doubt creep in. You start to think that you're not enough. Something's wrong with you. It's working for others. And so sometimes it's just a matter of getting real clear, looking at these numbers, setting up the day-tight compartments. I remember for years when I had my hair salon and then I did like coaching and consulting for other like salon professionals, I would think I could do both. Like, and it just never, it, even like, because somebody could have a color correction that ran over, then I'm disrespecting my team member who I was supposed to have a meeting with, letting her now think that this client was more important than you, mm-hmm. right? Or vice versa. Like, I had a coach. So I had to learn, okay, these are the days that I am working in the business as a team member. These are the days that I'm working on it. I'm doing numbers and stuff that maybe I'm more frustrated. I do those offsite in a different office. Mm-hmm. And then I'm there to socialize and make relationship connections. And then I'm there to train and do team development days. Like, it doesn't matter what your business is. It's the same idea of, when we think that I can be a mom and manage my business, absolutely you can. But you can also ask for 2 hours of support from your neighbor to watch your kids, and maybe you could watch her, like, so that you have 2 hours of clear time. Or there is that thing of, depending on the different ages and stages of where the kids are, if they're in school, then that's your time. And then you're so blessed because you have a business that you can be there after school to pick them up. And it makes us get really efficient. If it's that they're younger and it's still nap times, then you have to get really crafty. Mm-hmm. And I get it, because we're exhausted. Mm-hmm. And but I think the more clear you are about, this is my time with you as a family, as your mom, and this is my time on the development piece of how I'm going to really grow this business to be profitable, that just needs different headspace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that, really looking at it from a stance of like, where are your priorities in your life? Where are your priorities in your business? And then making the space for those priorities in intentional chunks of time, yeah, is something that is, when you say it like that, it's like, oh yeah, that seems so simple, but it's something that we struggle so hard to do, because I feel like when we are actively trying to scale our businesses as moms, it's like, I just want more. I just want to do this. I want to grow. I want to grow. And then we end up, like you said, bleeding it together way too much. And that's actually doing us a disservice. And it's taking longer for us to do any of it. And then we also end the day feeling like a crap mom because we weren't present. Plus, we're not making the profit and scaling our business like we wanted to. So we're just like, wow, I suck at everything. What's the point?
Right? Because then I speak to the pain of this so, so directly, because I've been there, mm-hmm, so many times. It's like, same. Sometimes that saying of, people don't pay you for what they pay you for what you do. It's so true, because you even will catch yourself in this same loop. Like, oh, I'll be coaching a client through something. I'm like, that is creeping back into my life. Thank you. I love that I could help you through this today. And you taught me so much, because I didn't realize that was creeping in. I answered my phone like 7 times while we were out at a family dinner this week, or something to that effect, And then you like have to put yourself down and put yourself in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what we're talking about is, it's not easy to do, because it does start to creep in, and it's something that takes practice and intentionality every single day. And I think that's where that mindset piece can be so big. I really like that statement about, you can't complain and be grateful at the same time, because How many of us have gratitude practices that we do in the morning because some guru told us to do that? Like, I tell people to do that. I try to do that myself. And then by noon, you're complaining about how hard everything is during the day. I've never thought about it like that, that you can't do both of those things at once. I feel like that just like really stuck with me for sure.
Yeah. It's like, because we trick ourselves into thinking that we're a machine mm-hmm. instead of a human. And at the end of the day, if you and I, like, I mean, we're on a digital technology, right? But we're making it as human as possible. Like, we're present, we're looking into each other's eyes. Like, we're having a conversation live in person, different than if you were checking your computer and your phone and running out of the room to get caught. Like, it's just like things like that. Like, we would never do that to someone else. Right. But we often will try to do that to ourselves and then wonder why we're not getting that great result that we want to see in our business.
Yeah. I've been really just personally into like looking into money mindset and money blocks and things like that recently. And something that I've been finding just on my own reflection and then talking with my clients and my community is that this idea of profitability and scaling, I think also kind of scares us as mom entrepreneurs a lot of the time. Do you have any insight onto why that could feel so scary? Like, for me, it's kind of like, it seems to be this general thing of, well, if I start working more intentionally on my business and I take things to the next level, then I have to be accountable and I have to make sure I can show up. And what if I can't do that? And so then it seems like people can tend to hold themselves back a little bit from what their true potential is for their business. What are your thoughts on this?
There's so much there that you said. Oh, yeah. Because I think it's different for a lot of people at different stages. But I also think that at the end of the day, there is a mindset trap there, right? Like, we want to move forward, but that means we might have to really put ourselves out there. Maybe now we're only achieving a certain level. Now everyone in our community is going to know what we do. I'm going to get judged harsher. Like, what if I commit to doing this specific group mastermind twice a month for a year? And oh my God, what if the kids get sick? Like, we just play with our, you know, what if I can't meet on that day? You start going to all the what ifs. It's like that mind trip. And ultimately, underneath it is that piece of not feeling like you're worth it, not feeling like you're good enough, and thinking that you have something to prove. Where if we could just say, you know what? It's almost like an experiment. Like, this is when I think that we're our best. Like, let's just try it. Let's tinker around. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be like, that's the thing. And I think sometimes, like, as we look at it, like, I'm a mom and I'm a business owner. We still are being so harsh and rigid about next steps where, like, tinker around. We don't quit because our baby fell down a bunch of times trying to walk. Like, we don't ever think it's okay. Right. Like, we trust that they are going to walk. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, oh, you already fell 3,000 times, honey, just give it up. But we're
just crawl forever.
Even though, like, I do tell my oldest son, I'm like, there was this movie, I don't know, years ago, I think it was Katherine Heigl, and they were like trying to push the baby so that they could get it on film. I'm like, I did not want you to walk because I knew my life is about to change forever.
Yes, yes. Same. My baby is 8 months old right now and he is trying to start walking almost. And I'm like, no.
Don't feel guilty. We've all thought that. It's like, I'm just going to push you. No, I don't actually push you. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't want you to move. Uh-huh. Right now. But it's like that same mindset piece, right? It's like, oh, you know, you have to get yourself ready. Like, the baby's going to walk. The business is going to grow. Okay. Your life is about to change forever. It's so we have to embrace each stage. Again, it's like that season of life. And the mindset piece is that always going back to, like, is that true? Or, you know, why am I really thinking that? Like, why am I looking at it that way? And maybe at scale, you actually have put in systems that give you back more of your life. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's better than ever. You know, the other side of that for a lot of entrepreneurial moms is control. Like, decide what pieces that are really important that you do want to control, because that's just you. And you don't have to give those away.
Yeah. I think that what you said too about feeling maybe like you have something to prove or you're not good enough circles all the way back to what we were talking about near the beginning, in that moment where you first become a mom and, you know, you're having that moment to yourself of fear and not wanting other people to see, right? I feel like that, no matter how old your kids get, like that lingers somewhere with you in the back of your mind every time you start to reach that next level and that next level and that next level. It's going to just be that little voice in the back of your mind. And I feel like it's really hard to push past that. But the things that you're talking about, and I love the analogy of the baby walking and the business growing, like it is going to happen. And so I think it's a matter of making it happen in a way that you feel comfortable, but also a little uncomfortable, to push yourself outside of that box so that you can head into that next level.
Yeah, because it's like the most beautiful, amazing thing when your little baby goes and grabs a flower and says, "Here, mommy." Mm-hmm. Like, oh my, like you're like, you didn't know that you could love them more.
Right.
And I really didn't want you to walk, but if you couldn't walk, you wouldn't have been able to just give me this amazing moment that we experienced together. So it is true. It's that, and like, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exhilarating. It's going to be scary because they're by the hot stove, you know, like the business, it's all right, the pieces, yeah. Right? But it is all those pieces. And I think the more that we collaborate, talk it out, like just having this conversation and letting other women know that, hey, it's okay. Like, if you're thinking that, like, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not alone. Absolutely.
I see you.
Yeah. I feel like it's so important. It's such an important reminder, because even the most, you know, successful, confident, well-established business women are probably feeling these things at some point or another. And, you know, we've touched on seasons a couple times, which is like my whole thing that I love talking about. And I feel like there's going to be times where you are in your flow. You feel like you are crushing it as a mom. Your business is scaling. You're feeling so great. And then one little thing could change and you'll head into a different season and it can all just feel like it blew up in your face. And so then what are you going to do to make sure that you keep moving forward when the, you know, when that does change? Because it will. And so I feel like conversations like this can be those life rafts for you when you have that blow up moment where it's like, okay, I can get through this. I'm not alone. I can ask for help. I am good enough.
Yeah. Like I'm worth it. And I'm worthy of asking for help. Like even sometimes telling yourself, like, somebody wants to help me as mm-hmm. much as you would help the person. Somebody else wants to help you.
Yes. Yes. I love all of this so much. So now that we're in the second quarter of the year, which is crazy, I always say this is such a good time to revisit your plans, revisit what's happening in your business, assess the goals that you've made for your business. So as we kind of wrap up our conversation today, I'd love to hear, what methods do you like to use for goal planning? And then what would you suggest if the first quarter of the year isn't aligning with the goals that people have set for themselves for the entire year? Kind of talking about like that pivot, what we have to do if we need to pivot.
So I created a creative sort of goal setting method called like the Beyond Common. It's like more goal getting. Cause I used to always like do every goal setting class known to mankind, every planner, everything, like whatever, and realize that, you know what? You have to attach the goal to an action. And some people respond really well to the clarity of like, this is the result. Like, I want to make $1 million. Okay. Like, write out all the ways that you could make $1 million. Like, how many ways can people pay you? How many times, like, is it just one-to-one? Like, you have to think of all the, how much do you need a day? How much does it cost to run your business? Do you want $1 million in profit, or do you want just $1 million? Because that, you might not even keep any of that. Like, it's just asking those questions and being really clear about, if you're the type of person that needs a result like that, then go for it. But sometimes a creative person needs to know that, like, these are all the ways I can get there, but what are actions that I can reward myself and keep my mindset high? Like, I need to post a video on TikTok every day for 12 months. That's like easier to check off, and you're going to get stuff from it, even if you don't hit the million, and you're going to be hitting, you know, moving forward. Maybe it's adding people to your email list. I mean, there's a million different things, but sometimes you have to attach, like, here is the main revenue goal. Here's the main goal of the number of clients you want to see. And then actions that support it, that you can just like tally off, that you're going to feel good that you accomplished something. Because when there's like a gap like that, it's like either a million or you didn't hit it. Like that's a lot. That's aggressive, right? And I think sometimes that's often why like resolutions don't work. Mm-hmm. So I particularly love this time of year to recalibrate, like what has been working and what, like, were you really serious about the goals that you set at the beginning of the year? Because then you can apply the goal getting steps, right? Because just setting them, sometimes people don't want to set goals. Sometimes people are addicted to setting goals, but they never actually do it. And then they're like depressed about that. So mm-hmm. that's where you have to kind of get some actions that if you can just tally them off daily, okay, that you know that's something that's moving in you in the direction. Mm-hmm. Now, I know it's hard in the beginning when you just don't even know. It's like throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall and trying to figure it out. But I think if you can be consistent for a length of time, you'll start to see what's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that a lot of times people will play this trick, like, oh, I set that goal too high, so mm-hmm. they're going to lower it now, mm-hmm. which backfires. Because then you tap back into the mindset, the unworthiness, or some enough people told you you couldn't do it. So I think it's really about recalibrating and getting really clear with that mindful intention of, do you want this? Why do you really want it? I think when we tap into why we really want something, like I shared earlier with you, like I know with all certainty that I was born to help more people and I don't want them to suffer in silence. So if I stop talking about it, then I am doing a disservice to the world, right? And so that helps on the days where, does anyone even care? I just want to go eat a whole box of Girl Scout cookies and they're in my house right now and it's raining. Like, so do you know, those moments where I'm like, no, I'm so grateful I get to go and be on a TV episode. I get to go be on a podcast. It's for the greater good of who you're serving. Mm-hmm. I just try to get myself off my mind as much as possible. And that eliminates a lot of the shame around goal setting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love everything you said so much. I'm like, I can't even figure out what part to touch on because it was all so, so good and so helpful. And I just think the idea of working towards your goals doesn't have to necessarily be like, you know, feet to the pavement, business, income generating tasks. Like it can be these other things that are also going to help you as a whole and help other people as a whole. And that's still getting you towards your goal and taking time to actually list out what all of those things can be. Because there are days where you're just not going to feel like doing any of it. And so what things from that list feel more natural for you in that time? I feel like that's such a great way to look at your goals and takes away so much of the pressure of like, I have to be doing X, Y, and Z in order to reach this goal. And if not, then I failed and I need to lower my goal. Like that just, I feel like that's such a light switch moment.
Well, it deflates our balloon. And that makes me sad. And when you were just talking, you made me think of something else that's very important. And I have to say this because this is probably one of the areas where I think I've been most successful is even when I don't know how, which is almost always, no idea how,
yeah.
I will envision if it is $1 million, if it is writing a book, it like becoming a bestseller, the things I will envision it happening and get excited because like, say like we're having this conversation and it's serving someone else. I will envision it that way. And I tap into the feeling as if it's already happened. And then I just go have fun working on it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like a little bit of the, like you have to envision it in a way that you're already celebrating. Mm-hmm. And then also set up these little tallies that are like the micro goals, but you're going to just celebrate that you're doing it. Like you want to drink more water. It's tangible. I'm going to drink X of these a day and I'm going to check it off on my planner that I did it.
Right.
I worked out today. I did my, cardio, whatever it is, cardio, weights. I added protein to my meal. I made five calls. I made five calls. Don't even have to be specific, but I made five calls about my business. Mm-hmm. You know, like whatever is those things, or, you know, I planned 30 days of content. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but picture it as if you've already achieved it. I think a lot of people leave out like, what's it going to feel like? How excited are you? Are you taking your whole family to Hawaii and you're celebrating and you guys are splashing in the ocean? Mm-hmm. That piece is the woo-woo that it needs to make all the tactical stuff actually work.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I love that so much. I think that's the perfect note to wrap this conversation up on, as much as I don't want to, but I feel like that is the perfect place to leave it. And thank you so much. These were such amazing tips. Your insight is just so beautiful. I feel like everything you talked about is so in line with everything that I believe in and that I feel can really change things for us mom entrepreneurs. So thank you so much for being so open and sharing all of these amazing nuggets. Like, I feel like this is the episode people are going to have to listen to on repeat with their notebook, ready to jot down these amazing pieces of advice.
But thank you so much, Megan. It's been a pleasure. I could talk to you all day.
I know. I'm having so much fun. I'm like, I don't even want to wrap it up, but I just looked at the time and I was like, oh, we've got to wrap it up. Before we do that though, I do want to invite you to share your hot mess moment. So this is a segment on the show where I invite my guests to share a time that they've been a total hot mess.
I think that I shared one already about the crying, right? Like about, oh yeah, I'm going to be at work and deliver. Like I'm going to be teaching a class. Like, and I remember catching a glimpse of myself in the mirror and going, who are you? Mm. And I looked disheveled. I looked like a mess, but also in that moment I said, oh, you have been so unkind and judgy to so many moms. So it was also that moment of, oh, I get it now. Get like, it. Just like somebody at the grocery store that you're like, wow, like, why does she? You don't get it until you're like living it. Mm-hmm. So it was like my hot mess moment made me, I think, just so much kinder, so much more grace for others. Like, oh, like understanding that, you know what? I need to be reaching out and helping people more. Because I didn't know, but I was so unaware of that mm-hmm. before that moment. So yeah, I think that I was a complete hot mess. And I realized that I had been judging others that were a hot mess. Yeah. And now from that moment forward, I'm like, you know what? If I see somebody that's having a hot mess moment, I'm reaching out a hand.
Yeah, there you go. It was like your hot mess aha moment.
Yeah, it was like crazy, but you're like, I mean, but I was a hot mess. Like, yeah. Definitely would never have left the house looking like that.
Yeah.
Should not have been teaching on a little mini stage at all.
I mean, hey, it happens. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. So where can everybody find you? How can they connect with you, support your business? What do you have coming up? Let's hear all the things.
So we have so many fun things coming up. We're doing I guess it would be like a workshop all about like how to stand out in a crowded market, which is about getting some of that like message stuff pretty clear so that you can create your day tight compartments. But I have a gift for you guys. And I think it would be really good. It's 7 ways to believe in the power of your dreams. So it aligns kind of like some of the tactical stuff with some of the visionary stuff that we need to truly accept our own journey of how we're going to do this. Right. So, you can get that from, I think it's right on my website at tracywattserino.com. And then you can see it right there. It says 7 ways to believe in the power of your dreams. I think that would be so perfect for your audience. And I'm so grateful that it was able to be here and have these fun conversations with you. Yes. Any way that we can help, you know, women get the support that they need is just, going to bring me smiles all day long.
Yeah, me too. And at least for me here, it's still the morning time. And so this is such a great motivating conversation to head into the rest of my day. And so thank you so much. I'll put the link in the show notes so you guys can connect with Tracy. And again, thank you so much. And until next time, you've got this, mamas. Stay bossy.
I love this podcast so much, and I am so excited that we are on season 5 of the Boss Ladies and Babies podcast. Some of you have been with me since the beginning. Some of you might be new listeners, but either way, I am so thankful for this space and this community and for you following along on my journey. Also, I'm so thankful that you inspire me every single day just by being here. I love connecting with and supporting other moms who are growing their businesses while raising their babies, and I couldn't do any of this without you. If you like this podcast, please, please, please leave me a quick review over on Apple Podcasts. I know you're a busy mom. I know you've got a lot to do. It won't take much. Just a quick emoji or a couple sentences is all we need to help get more eyes on this podcast, to connect with and inspire even more women, to grow our community together. I would be so thankful. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave that quick review, and let's keep this show growing. Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at BossLadiesAndBabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.